the WWF, what the world is watching. Some of sports and entertainment's greatest events of all time. And here we are in this site for the World Wrestling Federation's SummerSlam 88.
As promised, this is your SummerSlam preview. This will be one of the few wrestling shows we'll be covering before SmackDown moves to Friday nights. Just to recap on our format, we'll be doing this SummerSlam preview. We'll be doing a SummerSlam review next week. We'll be covering the Madison Square Garden house shows. Obviously, if there are any pay-per-views between now and the launch of SmackDown, we will be covering the results of that. But up until then, these are the very few shows you're going to get until SmackDown launches. When it does, we will be doing a show. What was the agreed date, Cav? Wednesdays it comes out. Tuesdays we're recording Wednesdays.
Tuesdays, we're gonna record everything on Tuesdays, and
So Americans, you'll be getting that late on Tuesday. UK people, you'll be getting that early on Wednesday. It will be a review of SmackDown and Raw, the SmackDown that happened on the Friday and the Raw that happened the night before. I am Billy, and I'm joined by my co-host Cav Manning.
Hey now, actually, wrestling talk. I don't know, we even know what to do. I forget about how to do this.
Well,
current wrestling talk, at least.
Yeah, I mean, what we try to do is not just criticize and rip it apart. But I usually go to SummerSlam, and I was on the fence about this one. And actually, I'm able to take Austin to it and everything. And we got the summer coming up, and we're actually going to somewhere else called Center Parks. You probably don't know what that is, but it's basically a place where you go and it's under like some dome, and it has loads of activities there, like has ridiculous swimming pools all over the place, has sports activities going on, like aerial shit with ropes and all that kind of stuff. And it's just quad bikes, and it's basically just an adventure holiday for a week. So I heard people raving about it who took their kids, so I decided to go for that instead for pretty much the same amount of money. £500 to put a booking down, and then you have to pay per activity that you book on for, and you have to book on really early before it gets sold out. So I made the choice and the gamble to not go to pay-per-view, because he's been to SummerSlam 2017. He's been to WrestleMania 33. He's going to Madison Square Garden house show over Christmas if they do it. If not, he's going to the Royal Rumble, and we're going to WrestleMania 36. I didn't think we needed this. And now I've seen it, and what the cards come out as, I think it's worse than the last three. I'm dating back, thinking back to maybe SummerSlam 2015, you know, where they headlined with Brock and Undertaker's comeback. And I think that one is the one I put it closely up against. But I can make a case for this being the worst one since way back when the seven people took on the Nexus in the main event.
Oh, boy. Jeez, that bad, huh? Seven. You know what's funny is I should practically be ashamed of myself that I used to be able to remember. Like, I had a great memory when it came to all this shit. And it was like I could tell you the line of how the championship had changed all the way, you know, way back and how it changed, what the pin was, shit like that, right? I couldn't fucking tell you now what the main event last year at SummerSlam was. I have not a fucking clue. The last main event I remember.
And you really should remember it, because you know you went to a show, the biggest pay-per-view of the year, and it was a setup show for the rematch of the SummerSlam main event.
Really?
Yeah, it was Roman and Lesnar again, where he actually did win the belt.
He did. He won the fucking belt. See, I could. It happens too many times. When it was Roman and Brock, it was so many fucking times. I would almost, that would have been my guess, just because it happens a lot. But the last one that I could actually remember that happened is Brock and Orton. That's the last one I fucking...
2016.
Yeah, and I say, oh, that was the main event of SummerSlam. And how people say, you know, they're pissed off and everything because there's no finish. Meanwhile, that's the only one I remember because it was memorable. And it was like, holy shit, he split them open and they fucking stopped the match. So it's burned in my memory. The other ones, I couldn't fucking, it's all the same to my cock.
Well, I mean, is there anything on here that you're particularly looking forward to? For me, it's just, it looks like a lot of rematches and things I've seen previously. There's nothing here that stands out.
I would like to see Bray, because we haven't seen him have to wrestle with that mask and how that's going to go. And it makes more sense if Finn said, "Oh, the Fiend's going to be there. I'll be the demon."
Yeah, but he didn't need pump. Yeah. So
yes, exactly. And you know what? To help Bray out, he should be the demon and beat him, and then fuck it, because he's going to beat Finn, and then eventually Finn's going to be the demon and get his fucking win back. It's terrible. You can't. And I'm like, I mean, I'm predicting it to happen, obviously, that he'll get a win as the demon. But I really hope they don't, because I don't think that helps Bray at all. It'll be back to the same old Bray if that's the case. It'll be, okay, he got that first start and now lose. Okay, you know.
You think they hold that off till WrestleMania at least?
I think they do. I think that should, yeah. I mean, we know Balor's going on like vacation, right? After this, so
yeah,
they could drag this out to Mania. They should be able to drag it out to Mania. I would hope. I mean, they push it around now, so maybe they could get there. It is quite a while, but they should be able to. I'm actually looking forward to the Goldberg thing, just because. Just because it's fucking Goldberg. You know, it's like nostalgia. You get to see something.
Is Andrade and Rey Mysterio on this card or not?
They have not said yet. No. They have not said it. And because they were fighting on SmackDown. So I was like, all right, well, I guess that's that. It is weird.
And Aleister Black and Sami Zayn is now not on there either.
No, because they already fought, I guess. Unless, you know what, this shit could pop up on a fucking pre-show. God knows the pre-show will be 4 hours anyway, so.
It was weird because I felt like this week they were using matches that they probably had lined up for SummerSlam, and then they used them on TV, like that tag match on Raw.
The tag match, which one is it?
Where the tag titles changed hands.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is interesting that didn't, why wouldn't they, you know, wait? And I do enjoy Gallows going back with the face paint and kind of bringing back a little bit of some edge to it where it's not just a fucking bore. When you look forward to an actual really good match, Ricochet and AJ, that's going to be a fucking... I was just going to say a 5-star match, but that's going to be a $100 match.
Oh, for our rating
system.
Do you want to hear what I did earlier on today? I put together a SummerSlam night house show that they could be running on the same night as SummerSlam with the people that have got nothing to do at SummerSlam.
Okay. As far as we know so far, because I'm sure a match will pop up that they haven't announced yet. They love to do it.
Yeah, but as it stands, this is a house show you could do. Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe is the main event.
Yeah, that could be main event, you know? How about, I mean, we're going to have to get into the whole car crash thing, but go ahead.
I got a whole card here, so.
Sure.
I mean, I'll run through it and you can say what these people could potentially do. Lashley versus Strowman, last man standing match.
Okay.
So they're not there. Yeah. McIntyre versus Cedric. They built it, but it's not happening as of yet. Nakamura versus... listen to how many titles could be on the line. Nakamura versus Ali for the Intercontinental title.
Well, he's got to be on the fucking pre-show, right? Fucking old Ali. I mean, old fucking Nakamura. It's got to be.
You'd think, but I mean, this stuff's not announced. And when I say what is announced, it sounds full anyway. New Day versus Brian and Rowan for the SmackDown tag titles. Usos versus The Club for the Raw tag titles. So that's three belts on the line. Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Kabuki Warriors for the SmackDown, for the women's tag team titles. That's four. Then I put three filler matches in. I put Aleister Black versus Sami Zayn. Mysterio versus and Corbin versus.
I'm going to put this behind you, this music, while you make your own SummerSlam card.
what is it, the SummerSlam music?
Yeah, the old 88 music.
I'd have to find a Vince voice, but I can only use that voice for around 2-3 matches.
Yeah, no shit. It hurt yourself.
I don't know how he did that for so long. I think it's just his voice.
Pretty much.
So, on my actual list,
it should be Roman and Strowman together. Let's go Mega Powers here.
Oh, you can
let's make a better card.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I've sent it to you now. You can change that around however you want. You can make a much better card out of it, but I'm just looking at
just people current, who are free, yeah.
Current feuds, but yeah, I mean, you can swap it around any which way you want. I mean, Roman and McIntyre's not really concluded. You know what I left off? Elias isn't on it either. I'm just thinking of more and more people as
oh, Elias versus Chad Gable.
Yeah, versus Chad Gable, yeah. There you go. Oh, Miz isn't on either. So Miz, you could do Miz, Elias, Corbin, Miz. I mean, these are not great matches I want to see, but like all these people are not on SummerSlam.
See, we got to have Roman and Strowman. That could be a name right there. Roman Strowman versus Drew and Lashley in a blue cage.
Are you trying to go back to the SummerSlam 88?
That's right. I'm going back to, yeah, I'm going back to 89 right there.
89 is the main event, Saturday night's main event match when Zeus is in the coach.
Yeah, it's Zeus and Macho versus Hogan and Beefcake. Yeah, so that's where I'm trying to go with it. You know what? I might have to have my guy do Photoshop and do Hogan and Beefcake against Zeus and Macho Man and put the other guy's heads on these things. It's perfect because Lashley would be Zeus.
You think they're going to do Roman versus Eric Rowan? Like, out of nowhere?
Oh, fuck. You know what? That will be the setup to... I guess it's going to be Brian that did it then. So, I mean, what the fuck? Because it'll be... He's got to go kill Rowan. And then it'll turn out that it's fucking Brian. Because what the fuck is Rowan have anything to fucking do with this? Brian didn't even look at him after... And say, like, what the fuck? You know, there was none of that.
It's funny, though, because, like, Buddy Murphy, who's standing there, he's supposed to be there in some photo or whatever, he just gets beaten up till he has to turn around and say who did it. Now, that's his push.
All I was looking at the whole time, because all you think of is he fucks Alexa Bliss, or used to. I don't know what the story is nowadays. But his teeth are shit. And that's all I think of. I go, I wonder if she's like, what the fuck? Go fix your teeth.
Yes, it's not even an expensive thing. I mean, especially if he doesn't need all of them replaced like that. I mean, if he just needs them filling in those gaps, I mean, they can do that.
Yeah. I guess.
We got 9 matches here, mm-hmm. which sounds about 3 short in the modern era. Would you say?
You got 9 matches? Yeah, and you know what? Maybe that's because of, Paul and Bischoff. I think it's more Paul in it now, because Bischoff said it's going to take a few weeks, because he's got to find out how the whole thing works, who reports to what, how it goes down, which is very smart. I think he's better in his old age with, looking at things. And maybe this is Paul saying, you got to go back to fucking normal. You're killing people with fucking 50 hours. So this seems like it's like, okay, let's get this fucking thing right here. And that could be a very much a Paul fucking deal.
I'm looking around now to see what kind of stories people have got out. But it's all the fake news sites. I mean, there's something to say. There is talk WWE won't be doing a planned Roman Reigns versus Bryan match at SummerSlam. Well, planned by who? I like when Meltzer puts a story out, it's like, it's a plan that changed. It's like, this guy's wrong all the time. I don't think, with the way that they were doing, building that story up anyway, there's no way that they planned to do the match on Sunday. The reveal was done on the go-home show, and it was barely that as well. So mm-hmm. you think that they structured this storyline out with the car and everything to get to Brian and Roman, and they canned it at what point? Because to me, it looks like a storyline is on track for how they planned it. Do Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, at what point did they bail? Like, there's no sign of them bailing. Mm-mm. There's just all the signs are there of a storyline that's going as it was on track.
Just don't know where it's going.
Yeah, you had Brian make the announcement that he was where he said he was in an announcement to make an announcement, and then he didn't bother doing it, if you remember. But
that's like Mandy Rose saying if we win the tag titles, we get a tag title shot next week.
Yeah, but I would think that was all, you know, a part of it. I think when he was stalling and when he said you guys don't deserve it and all that kind of stuff, I don't think any of this is an accident to me. It doesn't look like any kind of change of direction or anyway. I'm reading another one. It says here, there were discussions last night about adding Roman and Buddy Murphy to the card after that angle went down on SmackDown. Source said it wasn't decided either way yesterday, but it remains a possibility as we get closer to the show this weekend. So that is basically, I watched the show and this is my opinion. And yeah. I'm saying that and I'm crediting it to a source. Like, this is just all these guys fucking do now. I've noticed also that what we usually get this time of the year, mm-hmm. So it's this time before a pay-per-view, I mean, just a few days before, these dirt sheets put out their updated card and whatnot. There is no updated card for SummerSlam. If you want it, you just have to go to the WWE website to see what matches they've made official, and then you still get back down to those nine.
You know, and it's funny because if you'd say, okay, Murphy and Roman are going to be on the show, it's almost like, you know, if you drop a piece of breaded butter, it always ends up face down on the floor. If you drop a cat, it always ends up on his feet. Now, if you strap a breaded butter to a cat's back and drop it, what the fuck's going to happen? Now, the reason I say this is Roman's always main event and on the show. Buddy Murphy's always pre-show. Where the fuck does this match go? Obviously, it would have to go on the real card. They're not going to put Roman Reigns on fucking pre-show. But it's just fucking odd. Because you go, well, obviously, this isn't even a real fucking match. Even though Buddy Murphy is fucking really good. Obviously, he's fucking good at his job. But when you don't have realism about, well, you know it's an ass-whooping match. You know, that doesn't fucking help things.
Looking at the card, I'm now looking at even at the official card, there's a weird little thing that's thrown in here where it says SummerSlam tickets for SummerSlam available now. I thought it was a complete sellout, but maybe not. Yeah, it's still the nine, which we'll run through, and then I'm still expecting two more to be added because I think you can do two on the pre-show, and I think you can do nine across those 4 hours, which it has to be. I don't think Bischoff and Heyman have the influence to produce a 3-hour pay-per-view. Like, there's no way.
I think, you know what? I could see, at least, I mean, they're hired for a fucking job. So it would be really fucking retarded. But, I mean, I don't put it past Vince to be retarded either. But to say, okay, what is your input here? And everyone's saying, it needs to be fucking trimmed down. And him going, no. I think it's very much a majority. And with everything being a fucking disaster and having to be fixed.
But what about those shareholders in terms of the network metrics where they deliberately made it so they go over so they can forge the hours per month? Do you think they've turned around and gone, you know what? Fuck the shareholders. Fuck the share price. We need to fix our product.
Yeah.
I know we like to say we have a trillion hours of viewership, but fuck that. We'll just tell the truth.
You know what? I mean, it would be a nice breath of fresh air, but I mean, you have to look out for us eventually. We're the ones that are fucking doing this, and unless they're seeing a drop, and they're seeing less people, and having it fucking zone out at the fucking fourth hour, which makes them look awful. Fifth hour, whatever it is, that it's like,
I would think it'd be
everyone stops by this time.
I would think people are coming in late.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
That's why I think they deliberately put Undertaker and Undertaker and Roman versus Shane and Drew at the top of the show last time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's more so a case of people saying we can skip the first hour. Like, we don't. That's why they put that match as the opener.
I wonder if on the network they could tell if people are skimming or skipping. I bet you they can. So if you have that group of people that just starts fucking late, you could see them log on and fucking skim. And be like, yeah, it's like watching a, you know, turn on The Bachelor and skip past the commercials.
I don't know about this network tech. Maybe it's improved with this update, but with Netflix, if I try and add it onto like multiple devices or my dad and me are watching at the same time, we can't do it. Like they block it off with a message. I got this fucking network on Austin's Apple TV, my Apple TV, my laptop, his laptop, his phone, my phone, my PlayStation.
All same like, time?
I could share it with all our listeners too, and I reckon they wouldn't clock on. it's a weird one because I don't think that they've caught on to the this many devices thing that, like, you know, it's supposed to be like a Netflix streaming service, but I think it's still, I don't think they want to fully pay to make it as good as it can be. And this latest update wasn't all that. It was pretty shit. My buffering's fixed on my PlayStation at the moment. I've been able to watch the Wars recently without it buffering. The first week was rough, though. I think they must have got enough complaints.
I hope so, because I was tweeting them like a motherfucker, screaming. We'll see if Ground Zero's ever fucking added. I tweeted that to fucking Conrad and Bruce and everything, because I think they'll actually fucking say something to somebody. But of course, they never fucking said anything. I was shocked Conrad doesn't say, oh, I'll ask Bruce, or what about it, Bruce? Something like that, but...
You know what? I'm sorry. There's actually 10 matches now. I just miscounted that. So there's 10 matches. So I expect two more to be added, or maybe even one more. I'm going to Ground Zero on 9/11 this year.
Wow.
I'm gonna be there after the house show's finished on the 10th. The last. So I just figured I'd stay the extra day, see what goes on there.
It's a sad day that you're going to make it to Ground Zero before I ever do, and I'm obsessed with it. But I'm going in. I'm going in November.
It's 18 this year, so you can put your dick in it.
Oh shit! I could fuck Ground Zero.
Fantastic. Yeah,
I'll probably catch cancer too.
We could have fucked it 2 years ago here. So
send your hate mail too. All right, let's go over this card. Let's get this going here. We've preambled, so let's...
Yeah, so I give odds for people as well. You got Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins, and Lesnar is 1-2, and Rollins is 6-4. You want those American odds, or do you understand these odds?
I kind of understand these odds. I think people who gamble understand the odds.
Yeah, so basically the first number is what you win, and the second number is what you have to put on to win it.
Okay.
So... Brock Lesnar is 1-2, which means you have to put on 200 to win 100.
Sure.
And Rollins is 6-4, which is 400 to win 600. These are not the only stakes you can put on, but these are the fractions that they work out as. So 100 on Rollins would return you 250, mm-hmm. and 100 on Brock will return you 150. So he's a strong favorite here.
You know, and it's interesting because Rollins, like said already, like twice, he guarantees he's going to win. And he's the good guy, you know? So, that's a little tricky right there. But,
yeah, two things with that. He said he's going to win. He guaranteed it. And Heyman didn't do his... This is a spoiler thing, which I think they keep protecting. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see Rollins win and Brock just turns up on SmackDown. And in this modern era, 2 months is enough for you to forget about this person. And they lost their last match.
What do you mean, forgets about his person?
Forget about Brock Lesnar. Forget that he lost to Seth Rollins and the storyline ends and he just comes back and he's Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman and he's on SmackDown and he's just just reinvigorated.
And like the loss takes Kofi.
The loss doesn't matter.
You know,
and then we can get Roman and Brock at Mania again.
Oh, great. They're trying to save Roman a little bit and not have him in the title picture, but we're going to get it eventually. You know, it's interesting because if they try to make this like it's real life, it's every rib in Rollins is broken and rebroken. This match shouldn't be a fucking match. He should be able to punch him one time and win. He shouldn't be able to do a fucking move to Brock. He shouldn't be able to do anything. That's where wrestling going to get goofy here, because if anyone knows anything about broken ribs, you're breathing and it hurts you. So it should be, if he locks up with him, he's fucking dying. When he gives Brock a move, he should be fucking dying. And there's no way he should be able to pick Brock up. He'd fucking be dying. So the whole thing will make no sense. If they want to make it realistic, obviously Rollins is going to come to the ring with his ribs taped, right?
Yeah, they probably should do all that, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll have it ripped off of him and all that kind of shit. But yeah, I'll go with Brock in this situation, even though it worries me because Rollins guaranteed.
I'm gonna go Rollins, because I just think you're going to take the belt off TV again for this NFL period. And you didn't do it last year with Roman, but you have done it previously. And actually, you did do it last year, because Roman got cancer and selfishly fucked everybody over, and then they put it back on Brock anyway, and then he had to carry it through to Mania. So actually, you didn't have the belt on TV from November onwards. So they did that then. They did that in 2017 as well, where he won it at WrestleMania 33. And they did it at, I'm trying to think, when the going into WrestleMania 31. So that would have been 2014, where he beat Cena and then he cut. So they've done this a couple of times. And I don't know. I just can't see them doing it again. They must read those tweets where these marks are going, oh, this championship's the worst championship ever. Not just like people, mm-hmm. people like you just don't like the color.
Yeah,
like people moan about the actual status of this championship. And the thing is, this championship's now 2 years old. 3 years old at this pay per view. Do you know who's had it? Do you know who's had any significant reigns at all?
With significant reigns, I would say Goldberg, Lesnar, Owens.
Are you calling these significant reigns?
Yes, I'm saying these are the significant reigns. And notice I'm not mentioning Roman Reigns, because I don't think he had it ever for fucking more than 5 minutes when he's had it. Goldberg had it for a little while. Obviously, Brock's had it for a fucking ever.
Goldberg had it 6 weeks and never defended it once.
Yeah, 6 weeks is, I would say, significant. It's over a month. At this point, right, that so, belt is fucking, yeah.
So I don't have any notes here, but like, sure. But I'm just sort of waddled into this conversation. But Balor had it for a day.
Yep.
And then Owens then had the only significant run at all. And I'm not counting Brock's because he's not there. But he was around, and the title was defended for about 5 months. And then they took it off him at Fastlane out of the blue, because they wanted to, not so much out of the blue, because we knew it was going to be Goldberg, Brock, but it ended up being for the title rather than just a rematch. So he just beats Owen in like 10 seconds at Fastlane. Mm-hmm. He loses it the next month on pay-per-view to Lesnar. Now, Lesnar carries this belt for 16 or 17 months at this point, where we all know that Roman's supposed to be winning it at 34,
mm-hmm.
and Roman doesn't win it at 34. He loses, which nobody even could believe, because they were booing the whole match like they knew the result. Then Roman does finally get the belt after those 16, 17 months at SummerSlam, and he has to give it up pretty much straight away because of the leukemia thing. Then they only give it back to Brock again, which is the second time he's had it. And we know he ends up losing it to Rollins, barely defends it, whatnot. Then we think they're going to usher in this Rollins era where Rollins is going to have a decent run. And then they just squash the Money in the Bank at Extreme Rules. So he only has it from WrestleMania to Extreme Rules. And Lesnar's only had the Money in the Bank from Money in the Bank to Extreme Rules. And Lesnar's now the three-time champion of this belt that has, in my opinion, had one significant reign, which was Owens. But Lesnar once did have it from WrestleMania 33 all the way to SummerSlam 2018.
Yeah, you gotta have it on Lesnar. as significant.
Okay.
Just, I mean, time-wise, you know.
But that's fine. You got to think this is just his belt. This is the Brock Lesnar belt.
It is.
Now.
It's totally related to as the Brock Lesnar. It's the not-on-TV belt.
Actually, the funny thing is that in my son's room, he has plaques from main events that I took him to, mm-hmm. and has the belt next to him. Look, Brock Lesnar's won every single one of these matches.
He hasn't been alive long enough to know anything other than Brock Lesnar.
No, I sent you the picture. This is in his room.
Okay. Wow. Jesus. Yeah. That's an issue, this fucking title.
You don't like that title still? Like,
even No. It's terrible. It just because it's the same goddamn title as the other one, or a different color. Yeah. It's like, well, fuck. Give me something. That's the problem. If this was the main title and the other one came out, I'd said, what the fuck is this? I mean, I don't like this design, period. So, you know, I'm not a fan of the regular title as is, just because it's fucking not creative for shit.
I think it'd be worse if the regular title was blue. That would be
fucking horrific. It's pretty much, let's just shove our fucking brand in your face, just so you know it's WWE. You know, that's what it is to me. It's hey, let's get our brand out there instead of having a fucking championship belt.
But they copied that from UFC, though, so...
Yeah, but UFC even... I mean, it says UFC across it, but it's not the entire fucking belt.
No, it's a bit more tasteful.
Yeah, and they got that guy on it, like, smashing something, you know, it's their old logo or whatever. So it looks like a fucking actual championship belt. I think the UFC belt is much better than this. But you're right about also copying WCW, copying UFC about that every belt looks exactly the fucking same. They're just labeled differently. That's retarded.
I still like that white Intercontinental title. I think.
Oh, you got to. And you know what? I would actually prefer if it was black, but it's the only thing that people like that's black. And
I like the yellow one.
You see, I don't like all that fucking purple and yellow, all this nonsense. But I thank God for the old design, and thank God it has been around. Because when it turned into that other fucking IC, it dropped for me. It completely, like, I didn't care about that title. And all it is a fucking design, but I was like, that was always my title. And I'm like, this fucking garbage.
You know, I think Cody Rhodes asked for that. And
yeah.
He's the one who got it back.
He brought it back. God bless him. I'll support AEW now forever because he helped. And AEW's world title looks like dog shit to me, too. That thing just looks like a fucking antique fucking something. It's too much. And people, a beautiful belt. Bullshit, beautiful.
You know, you want to know some trivia?
Sure.
So, last year was the first time ever that the SummerSlam main event was the same as the WrestleMania main event.
Really?
It's basically just a rematch. And this year, the Universal title match, I guess it wasn't the main event at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. but the Universal title match is the same at SummerSlam as it was at WrestleMania, exactly like last year. So they're just doing a rematch of the Universal title match, and they've done that 2 years in a row. But prior to that, the SummerSlam main event had never repeated, as the WrestleMania main event had never repeated at SummerSlam.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
It's surprising because they had chances to do it. Whereas Hogan and Andre and Hogan and Savage, they were in these feuds. They actually always went with a tag match instead.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is if they did a tag match now, we'd fucking kill them. But the thing is, back in the day, you were so rarely get to fucking see anyone. You'd be like, oh, this is fucking great. Now it's every fucking week there's a fucking, you know, they could tag up. So you go, who gives a shit?
It's the main event of Raw every week.
Oh, yeah, it's every fucking time. So let's go through. Yeah, what do we got?
Yeah, I got the other championship match. And it's exactly the same odds, like Kofi's 1-2 and Orton's 6-4.
You know, I actually picked... fucking Orton. I said, fuck it. I'm going with it. I'm picking it. Part of me thinks, do you think that Vince wants him to be the all-time? However, his contract is coming up. And I've told you that he has said to friends and shit like that, about that AEW money being offered, and it's killing him. But he's at 13 times right now. And that could be, that's like Vince's, he's the youngest ever. And it could be, that is their very own homegrown, I know Cena is too, but this is their homegrown guy. And like JBL likes to say, and when you're going to build a wrestler, you make him, looks like Orton. And he's still got time to be able to do this and be the entire fucking record holder. And he's not been in the fucking title hunt for, they put him out of it for a real fucking long time. And it's always like, oh, how are they going to keep someone out? He's a main event guy, you know, but they sure, it's been years. And he's not at the point, remember there was a point where everyone booed him every time he fucking was seen. You were sick of him. Now I would not fucking mind him to win this title and be the fucking champion, because as we always hear that the ratings are at the worst with Kofi as champion. And I think they freak out from it too. And it's SummerSlam. And it's, you know, that it's time usually when that happens. It goes from Mania to SummerSlam, that type of shit. So I wouldn't be fucking crazy shocked if Orton won this match. Gun to my head, I would say Kofi. But I don't have a gun to my head, so I'm saying Orton.
Yeah, I think Kofi as well. I think only because of the bit... the build up, and when people say stuff like, oh, this is going to bring me full circle or vindicate me and all that, when he was showing the stuff with the stupid, I'm surprised they're using that in a build up, to be honest. But in a sense, that's the only way this would have been interesting anyway, because you have to use it, otherwise why are you doing this match? It's, well, we know they've had feuds before, so now to publicly acknowledge it, I think was clever. It gives it a different twist, but it also gives it a twist where I think Kofi has to win at least this one. I know at certain times I've said, spoke about how Orton would be the ideal person to debut on Fox with.
Yeah,
and I still believe that. I'm not sure they'll start Fox with Kofi, or at least get the belt off him on the day. But I think he will just get past SummerSlam. I just feel that the other title is more likely to change. That's all.
Okay.
Where do we go next? Now the titles are out of the way. I guess we go to the women's titles.
Is that a sad fucking state? Those titles are done. Now we're done with titles, pretty much. It's like, fuck. I mean, you got the women's one, but no IC. You know, I mean, that's the next major one. We have the U.S. at least, but...
yeah, there's four belts off the show that are being defended in a house show somewhere else.
Let's be proper and we'll do the women's championship.
Okay, so Becky's the 1-2-3 favorite, and Natalia is 5-2.
Yeah, I would go with Becky in here. I don't even know if Natty's going to be like the hometown hero. I don't even think they care about her in Canada.
No, I feel like they turned her like more of a heel this week, if anything.
Yeah, but are they going to try, like everybody's saying, are they going to pull a Hart Foundation? She's good in fucking Canada.
Yeah, but has she ever had a big, massive response in Canada anyway?
Exactly. That's why I'm like, they're just hoping because it's Canada. But it is very odd, like... She's just odd, like she jumps on fucking Bailey for helping Ember Moon and like pushes her down, and then Bailey gets up and she just runs away. You know, it's like, you're some badass. You're fucking, why are you running away?
She's weird. Like her whole, I've never been a fan. Like I always feel that she's somebody who has a job because of a dad or a family name and stuff. And yeah, I mean,
the acting is bad. I even think the wrestling isn't that great from her. I think it's very paint by numbers. Like almost like dancing. Count the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how it comes across. Like the spinning clothesline. It's like very... everything is very placed and not fluid to me.
I'm just reading up something. I got something wrong on the show. So the WrestleMania main event was repeated once, although it was different.
It wasn't for the title.
Mm-hmm.
Edge and Undertaker faced in the main event of WrestleMania 24, even though it wasn't advertised as
a shit world title.
In the main event, yeah. And then they had a Hell in a Cell match at SummerSlam 2008.
Is that when... I'm thinking the cash-in, but no.
No. So the WrestleMania main event has been a SummerSlam main event twice.
Hmm.
But I think my point was more aimed at the Universal Championship being defended in the same match anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Natalya. She's very much like... Just with her ring entrance, with the smiling, and in the backstage with her whole like angry face and all that. She's very... Do you know who she reminds me of? She's like the modern day female Jeff Jarrett in terms of like... Boy. Do you get me with the whole like...
How dare you insult?
The average at everything, mm-hmm. and just there because of her family ties.
Yeah, and I mean, how old is she now at this point too? Is she like 35?
She's younger than Jeff Jarrett.
Well, by how much? A year or two?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's the only thing I wanted to commit to.
Okay. I'll pick Becky in this though.
All right. So we've got Bayley versus Ember Moon, who received the title match because
she's her friend.
Because Bayley can decide who she defends the titles against now. It's like Bob.
Ember's gonna hurry up and get done with this match so she could go have donuts in the back with demand these donuts. I'll say, of course, Bayley wins this.
Yeah, I agree. I think Bayley wins this. You know, my son finds Sonya Deville more attractive than Mandy Rose.
You know, you might have to take him to a psychiatrist.
I know.
Unless he's into, you know, when we were kids that age, we always liked to jerk off to lesbian porn too. So maybe that's why.
He has no idea what a lesbian is, but I mean, he just finds Sonya really? More attractive. But he still likes Bliss. He gave me like a weird order.
Maybe
like,
he's into big noses because she got a big nose too.
Yeah, I don't think they noticed that stuff either. Like I didn't notice that when I was a kid that Hogan wasn't in, that Hogan had like you know the one pack like you know he calls it the one pack. I always thought he was in shape because Monsoon was going. He's in great shape. He's the greatest professional athlete, and he would pose. But I didn't know what I was looking for, and I never really realized.
They pull his pants over his belly.
Yeah, he had like no abs.
Or no, but every fucking video game and every picture drawn is shredded.
Yeah, but it's weird. During the steroid scandal, all of these guys still did their steroids, but none of them were actually in shape. Like, they've all got the big...
They swell, that's all. They're just fucking blown the fuck up. They just fucking gas, you know? It's like they're fucking swollen. So...
Look at fucking Jim... Savage was the only one, but if you look at, like, the others, like Hogan, Jim Duggan, and all that, they were all... I think Warrior was the one that came in with it, and then I think even then Savage had to, like, up his game, and that's probably what killed him in the end. Because the way he looked in... WCW when he makes the comeback. We're not there yet in the wars, but
yeah.
He leaves and he makes a comeback and he comes back. And
he juiced up like a motherfucker for Spider-Man.
Yeah, for like a 2-minute role.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Get as fucking big as possible for Spider-Man, which is fine. I mean, this isn't an athletic contest. It's a fucking sightseeing contest. So you want to look good, aesthetically pleasing. So it shouldn't matter if they take roids or not. It's their fucking problem.
It doesn't bother me, and I think there's roids. The use of roids has become safer anyway, with more knowledge
and
available.
Doctors,
yeah. Owens and Shane McMahon. Owens' career goes if he loses. The bookies have got it at 1-4 for Owens and Shane at 11-4. I think the fact that Shane didn't commit to his career basically just gave the result away.
I was like, why was that even brought up if he's actually not going to do it? Which I thought he was. Because they brought it up. And didn't Owens just sign like a 3-year contract?
5 years.
5 years? Okay.
Yeah, he's on a 5-year deal.
It's like everyone knows these. But
I can't remember when it started. I think I was sitting at a show with Umar where someone texts me that, where the guy that gives me stuff. And whenever I last went to Raw with Umar was when he got it.
Well, Umar didn't go with me last time because I think he was worried that my tickets weren't going to be that good, because Drew sent me that message saying, I don't know how good your seats are.
And yeah, remember that? If I could, I'm not going. They're not that great of seats.
No, he didn't say that, though. He said, I can't go. My kid is sick.
Yeah, that's what it was. And we assumed, yeah, sure. If they were front row, you'd find a babysitter.
Yeah. And then I went with those, and then ended up meeting those two grungy chicks, those tattoo chicks that you don't like.
Yeah, that's not for me. For a good time and send them home, sure. That's about it, though. What do we got next on the card here? Obviously, we both think Owen's going to win this because of that.
Yeah, and there's a few matches coming up like that. So Bray Wyatt and Bowler, where Bray Wyatt is 1-10 and Bowler is 11-2. He's the biggest favorite on the card.
Jesus. Bowler 11-2. Fuck. Yeah, that's... yeah, obviously we're all thinking the Fiend can't lose his first fucking real match, and as we said, we believe that Balor is going on vacation after this is done.
Yeah, I mean, he could get disqualified and kill him, and that would fuck up everyone's bets, but I think the odds on this are so ridiculous that you wouldn't even bet this. But the Fiend wins. And the other one here is Goldberg and Ziggler. Ziggler's not beating anybody relevant in 2019. Goldberg's only 1-5, though. I mean, you still have to put $500 down to win 100. Jesus. But I would be confident enough to do that, because there's no way Ziggler win this match. Ziggler's only 3-1. I mean, I wouldn't even take 10-1.
Now, here's the thing. Fausti's prediction was the match will, and he gave a time. He goes between 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Do you think it hits?
What do you mean, between 2 and 2 minutes and 15?
Like, the match will finish between 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 15 seconds. He gave himself a 15-second window.
That's it?
That's it. He's like, the match will end between 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
I think that it will... So I have to have, do a 15-second window
Well, no, do you think it'll be before that? Do you think it'll be after it? Or do you think that's the sweet spot, that it'll be pretty much around 2 minutes?
No, I think it'll be over.
I would think it's going to be a real fucking match, because like we said, don't we think that Ziggler thinks he can get a fucking match out of him?
I think that's why it's happening. Otherwise, this shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
I think... someone like Baron Corbin would make more sense in his role. I don't know why they picked Ziggler. It seems more of a Corbin role if it's going to be a quick finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Corbin. Notice that?
You know what? He was taken off Raw on the Legend show when he was supposed to come out and get stunned at the end of the show. And a few guys were going to hit stuff on him.
Mm-hmm.
And during the show, Vince McMahon decided that Austin to speak longer. Huh. At which point, they almost referenced it, where Austin said, "What do you think? What do you think I should say?" Well, you know, what he said, "I said I asked Jonathan Coachman."
Yeah,
and Coachman said, "Oh, just be you."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently that happened like really late, because Austin had stuff to say, which was only short because he was going to be interrupted by Corbin anyway, and all he had to do was stun him.
Mm-hmm.
So his original stuff was only 30 seconds. And Vince said, actually, jeez, don't worry about Corbin. I think people would prefer if you just talked.
And it's funny because aren't we like Team Corbin, because we know that he's like a really genuine nice guy and he took time for your son and very fucking nice guy. So it's like, you can't stand him on TV and you're like, fuck, I'm fucked up because this guy is such a real fucking good guy.
Well, I think like maybe that was that just they just saw that as something that didn't benefit anybody, and they thought I think Vince McMahon thought people would prefer to hear Austin talk, and Corbin's not going to benefit from the stunner, I guess. But I mean, it was made real late in the day, which is why Austin was kind of scrambling around about thinking what to say when he was told he was just going to freestyle 7 minutes. So.
Where did you hear the info? Because you let me know. I don't know if you put this out for Patreon people before, and now it's already done with, so I can mention it, is that it was going to be Goldberg versus Ziggler. You had told me that a few weeks ago, and that was when it was already announced Ziggler versus Miz.
Yeah.
And you had told me, Do you get that from your regular guy or from somebody else on the inside?
Yeah, no, I got that from my regular guy on June the 14th when we were saying stuff about how bad the match. I don't know if we did a podcast or whatever, but he heard us speaking about the match at or he saw some jokes or some. I think I put a joke out on Facebook. I think that's what he saw, where I said, I love the Goldberg Undertaker match. It's so much more believable that they were too tired to like do the match, finish the match properly. Something sarcastic, where I said it looked, it actually made it look, I said the botches made it look better. He just goes, you know, Goldberg's, that's not going to be the last of Goldberg. Like he's going to, and then he told me about his deal and how AEW were talking to him and how he's going to be their Lex Luger. And I put a whole story out about Goldberg, and Goldberg was supposed to face Undertaker twice, and Goldberg's supposed to team with, I tell you what, I can just, it's so old. I could probably just, actually, no, I can't. I'm not logged into that Patreon at the moment. Sign up to Patreon, patreon.com/thedirtysheets, and you can see what the full story is. But it does say what the whole plans were for Goldberg, and there's matches in there, more matches with Undertaker, three matches with Taker, teaming with Roman, facing Roman, all this kind of stuff they have like planned out for him. But people and things can change. Contracts can't. And SummerSlam was a date that Goldberg was 100% tied to from the time that he was re-signed. So as soon as Ziggler mentioned his name, I mentioned it to you because I knew that he wasn't burying a contracted talent, which is what Goldberg is. It's stupid. Like you can't have Goldberg for under a wrestling contract and then have Ziggler come out and say he can't wrestle.
What do you think about Riddle talking all that shit
about Goldberg?
Yeah,
he's now involved in something with Jericho as well. Yeah. I think it's his thing, and I think that because they got him from where they got him from, whereas you know he has the options to go back to MMA and whatnot. I just think that he doesn't care, and I think they know he doesn't care, and he's above being punished because he's. I think he could genuinely turn around and go, "Fuck you! I'm not losing to that guy, or I'm not going to this place. I'll just leave." So I almost think that, and the thing is that he would be a massive asset to AEW as well, because they know that they can't lose him, and he knows that despite the fact he's in NXT, he's not exactly dispensable unless he fails wellness violations and whatnot. So I think he's fine. I think he understands his position. I do think the first time round he did it, he'd done something before. Like way before, was it some naked picture of him got leaked or some shit?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Something happened, and I think I changed my prediction at one point where I thought that he would beat Velveteen Dream, and then after some shit came out about him, I predicted that he would lose to Velveteen Dream, and that did happen. So I believe that he's been punished for something before. But I don't think losing to Velveteen Dream, I think that match could have gone either way anyway. The fact he's not going to be losing to Roderick Strong and people like, you know, there's guys that he could lose to on NXT. But, what's this?
I sent you a picture that was on Riddle's, somebody photoshopped the NWO versus WCW revenge game. And they added that Jericho fucking talking shit face.
Right.
Because Jericho does an imitation of him and makes a face, so they put him in the game as Raven.
What was their beef about?
I don't even know. He was talking shit about WCW guys, just saying, you know, he wasn't fucking fans of this and that. And so, like, Booker T, of all people, goes, oh, Riddle can't work, which that's not true at all. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I think that was done when he was sticking up for Goldberg. He was saying Goldberg's legit and Goldberg had a bad night, but he's a good guy and he made loads of money and all this kind of stuff. I think he got involved in that side of things. I remember that.
And then I laughed because he just said straight out to Jericho, listen, even in your prime, I would just beat your ass. It's like, I'd beat the shit out of you. That's what he said. I'd beat the shit out of you. And I'd do it today too. And I'm like, and it's true. He would beat the shit out of Chris Jericho.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of most people.
Like yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I mean, Jericho's a tough motherfucker who don't give a fuck. But, I mean, it only goes so far. I could not give a fuck, too. And a guy who's 6'5", who's a fucking bodybuilder, give me a fucking slap and I go down. So, what the fuck?
Yeah, he stood up to Lesnar once, Jericho, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he fucking got in Lesnar's face after the Randy Orton fucking thing that we actually just talked about. Because he didn't know it was fucking planned. Fucking retard. What the fuck? I think Lesnar just cuts people open and goes, oh, well, I'm disqualified, and walks back? Fucking yeah. Crazy? He's a businessman. What the fuck are you doing?
Let's finish up these last three. I'm not even going to bother with the 205 matches. Drew Gulak and Ollie Larkin. I don't know enough about it. I imagine Drew Gulak retains. So the last two matches on the actual card. Mm-hmm. AJ Styles versus Ricochet, which I think is the only match I can see opening. True. These odds keep coming up. AJ 1-2 and Ricochet 6-4. I think that's just the generic odds that they put in when they're not sure.
It seems to be. Yeah, there's no like 2-1. Yeah, and I would pick AJ. He just won this title. He's ain't giving it back up. And they're doing something with the little OC.
Yeah, I would think that they keep his belts. But I don't know if I'd be betting AJ in this match, because if he gets disqualified, you lose here. So, and I feel that these two really don't have anyone else to wrestle at the moment. I can't see a new US title guy on the horizon. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe they just keep them together. The next pay-per-view, is it not that Clash of Champions shit again, is it? Or they got rid of that?
I don't even know. I mean, that's another thing. I couldn't tell you what the fuck order of pay-per-views are other than the major ones.
But that's not our fault. That's just them changing the order all the time.
Well, I mean, was Evolution was what, October? They moved that to there? So like Hell in a Cell had to be fucking moved around? Shit like that?
Yeah, but see, I don't think the women, that's why they started the hashtag to give women a chance mm-hmm. again. Because
you think they'll have Evolution? They got to, right?
No way.
You think it was one and done. You don't think they would do that pay-per-view again for October? Which makes no sense. It should be September. It shouldn't be fucking October. Just because it's Titty Awareness Month, it shouldn't be fucking October. You got to use that for Halloween. And it should be fucking Halloween Havoc.
They should have a Hell in a Cell in Halloween Havoc. Like, I don't understand why.
100%.
The Hell in a Cell match can happen, but I don't like the pay-per-views named after a match.
No, like, yeah, exactly.
Hell in a Cell at the Halloween Havoc. Like, it just makes more sense. Yeah. Bring back that triple cage match with the...
and bring back Pillman, too.
Yeah, while you're at it, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And, yeah, I don't understand how they missed the chance to have Rikishi driving the car as well.
Oh, he's got to show up. He's got to show up when fucking Roman walks past and he's like talking to the boys or something. And be like, you didn't really have to do anything. Like, he's like, oh, I'm looking for people, you know, responsible. And like Rikishi's walks past or something. And he looks at him and goes, nah. It keeps on going. They got to just have something stupid like that. It'd be fucking funny as hell.
Yeah, I mean, or he could actually...
you got to tell our source on the inside. We're going to write something for this car thing. Just got to get Rikishi over there.
It would be funny, like, now they've disassociated... I mean, it would be... Now it would be good if... You know how they completely disassociated Joe from it?
Mm-hmm.
How it could still be Joe.
If it was Rikishi, yeah. I would Rikishi assume it's still Joe.
They could have Rikishi do it and go, I did it for Joe.
And we were talking about they should have Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns team up as a tag team and just be called the Samoan Joes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was on your show, was it?
Yes.
Last match is my Charlotte against Trish. And
I heard Trish is a real big fan of comic books. Her favorite comic is the Fantastic Four.
Is there a punchline there?
Yeah, because she's a fan of one of the characters in there, of the Fantastic Four.
No, is that not a joke? Are you being serious?
No. The punchline's coming. You know the characters in Fantastic Four?
No, I don't watch it, no.
Plastic Man's in there.
I didn't... See, I'm not seeing, like, how... I'm not seeing how she looks.
Oh, boy. Bad. I think she looks fucking weird at this point. Like... She's got that fucking surprise look. She's pulled back. She's pulled back pretty
good.
Oh,
right. So you're just thinking on the Botox front. I don't think I've not noticed her having a face changing at all.
I wouldn't doubt if it's a facelift. I would think that's done. I don't think that's out of the fucking question. I think they pulled her back. It's odd, and fucking Charlotte is another one who's a fucking fan of the Fantastic Four, because it's she looks fucking different all of a sudden too. Like she did some, she almost looked like she's not wearing makeup. Like that's how odd. You know how they get that like weird looking like bleached out face kind of.
Yeah, she does look like she's not wearing makeup, but I think that's on like purpose. Because she went through that phase where she was near mania time, where she was doing all the dark makeup and stuff. I just think that she likes... I don't think...
Something's going on. And those teeth look like they're one solid tooth. Like she can't floss.
Another one like, she's another one like Billy Kay, who actually look better...
Without...
What was that? Something...
No, the ding. That's my watch. But she looks better she without, looks better. Right?
Yeah, she looks better like kind of walking around in everyday... Sort of everyday attire and whatnot, because Charlotte's not bad looking in real life. I've met her a couple of times, and if you'd see her, you'd think that was a pretty.
I mean, I love the big giant fake titties. I mean, come on, how could you not?
Yeah, but in general, she's not an unattractive person. Like you'd fuck her if you. Like,
well, that's. I mean, listen, I've climbed on top of monsters. I've fucked women that look like Loch Ness, so don't tell me. But I mean, wouldn't fucking date her.
I think watching this segment on SmackDown this week, I think I'd still narrowly prefer Trish.
Narrowly?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not the Trish from when we were watching.
No, not at all. But, I mean, it's still better than fucking Charlotte. But it's funny because she's, like, tiny compared to her with her yoga and all this bullshit. And you see, like, oh, she's got a little bippy top on, but the pants go up to her tits to hide her mom belly. You know, she's probably got that shaky belly, I'm sure. The only one who's gotten away with that is Miss Tessmacher and fucking Mickey James.
What belly are you talking about? Like,
you
the,
know, after they have it, how it hangs and just sags. Their gut, it's like a blown out balloon. No matter, even if you don't have any fat, your skin's just hanging.
Oh, I figured like that most of them could sort that out.
Oh God, no! I think you're either born with a snap back or you're not. I was with a woman before, man. She wasn't even fat, and her fucking belly just hung. It was like there's no fat. your skin is just stretched, and like they say, it's too. You know, you're not. It's like a person that loses weight from the stomach staple. Their belly just fucking hangs off. They gotta have it cut off.
Now they just have something. They just have the tummy tucked on or whatever.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have a big line ripped across you and fucking tighten it up that way. But I mean, fucking old Brooke Adams. 2 minutes later, she's got a fucking six pack. It's ridiculous. She's born.
Yeah, I
better.
I see a lot of women around this area that pretty much have that. Like in terms of being able to sort themselves out quickly. I think maybe it's. Just depending on where you live, but in the particular area that I live in, which is Essex, most of the women, they have babies, and then 6 months later, they look great. I'm going to send you some pictures, actually. Like this, there's this girl on my phone. She's had two. I'm just going to go on her Instagram. It'd be quicker for me to get her pictures that way. But
I think a lot are born with it's genetics. I think for a lot of people too.
Oh no! Do you see my comment on Paige's picture? By the way.
No. What was it? I forget. You did say, I don't remember what it was.
No, it was just a comment. Like, she just posted a picture out of herself. I just said I couldn't wait for the next film. I said it'd be hard to top the last one, but I'm sure you and Brad have some great ideas. And the thing is that, you know when you just wait enough time when people have all had their comments?
Yeah.
And then you wait like a day and a half.
So
and
I'll
you,
sit.
And you just sit right at the top, yeah.
You know, it's amazing that she even has a job either. She doesn't do anything. I mean, she towers over her tag team. And is sitting there with her hand to her ear, you know. Fuck.
So this girl I sent you, this girl's had two babies.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's that model life right there. She's a hot one.
And look at how pregnant she fucking was. Like, just only not even that long ago. Her kid's not even old.
I like the big fake titties. Those are nice. Oh yeah, yeah. That's a big fucking round belly. But the thing is, you see, it's only there. Like, you know, that's like Maurice. You saw her face get big, and
yeah.
And the same with one of the Bellas. And you notice the Bella doesn't show her gut either. She hides that shit. I think she showed it once, actually. And I was like, hey, it's not that bad. But then she covered it up because I think it was jiggly.
This girl's so fit, I could fuck her while she's pregnant. I wouldn't even care.
Well, you got to make sure it's a female fetus. Otherwise, it's half gay. You're going to get oral from a fucking guy, you know.
Oh, that's weird because I already have a son already and I remember fucking to a certain point.
My mom told my father, she told me, she goes, because, you know, he wanted to fuck and it was like getting late, right? And she goes, the kid's going to come out with an eye patch. And that stopped it right there.
You know what? It's not actually a nice feeling at all. It's fucking, ugh. It's not like.
Well, the kid's jerking you off while you're inside.
No, it's all like the liquids in there and everything that's going. It's very like slimy.
Jesus Christ! And a lot of discharge, and you might break the fucking seal.
Yeah, I wasn't concerned about any of that, but it just doesn't feel great.
I fucked the pregnant chick, but yeah, you couldn't tell. She's just a fat chick anyway, so you wouldn't know.
But, oh God, it's weird for fucking a pregnant chick of someone else's. Kid.
Oh sure, that's always like. I mean, I gave a fuck. I was, you know, it's not like I dated these people. I went over their house and fucked and left.
I don't even know what goes through someone's mindset of, oh, I'm carrying someone else's baby, but I want to fuck someone else.
Well, yeah, these are people who got knocked up by accident, you know, shit like that. They're keeping it. It's like, well, I guess I don't need to worry if the rubber breaks.
We're off track.
Yeah, well, we're pretty much done. We've reviewed everything. We're over an hour. We went through all the matches. So anything to wrap up this before we're done with everybody?
What do you think the most likely addition to this is? Because we did 10 matches, if any.
Oh, God. Does Roman fucking do anything in this thing? Fuck.
Yeah, I would think if it's not that Nakamura match.
That's what I'm thinking. It's Nakamura in the fucking pre-show.
But it has to be Roman, I would say. I mean, how could he not wrestle at SummerSlam?
I think maybe he's walking around the back the whole time trying to fucking figure out shit. So we'll see him the whole time. And him trying to confront Rowan. And maybe he calls out fucking Rowan to the fucking ring. And then Brian comes out with a microphone. So there's a whole big segment between everybody finding out about this shit. So he doesn't have to have a match. He just finds out what happens.
And that's what he's doing at SummerSlam.
Yes, that's what I think.
It is weird that he was having this whole feud with Shane and Drew and Elias. So why is it not any of them?
Yeah, Drew not around is fucking weird. You know, when he was just involved on Monday with shit and he's not doing anything. But the last thing you want is to have him go, I want to be on. They go, okay, pre-show. No, don't. Just don't go.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I would have thought that he would have been on a pre-show anyway, because as soon as they started to build that match, I figured it would never make it onto the main shows anyway. I mean, anything that gets added now is just going to be an extra match announced for the pre-show. I don't think it can be the Roman match, although at the same time, how do you do the pay-per-view without him? I mean,
he's not involved. He's fine. I think he's fine because he's going to be on. He's going to be on about this fucking who did it thing. So, I mean, he could be on practically fucking every segment of the show. He'll be walking around the hallway interviewing people. It'll be constant looking for people. Then finally he's like, I'm going to go to the ring and call out this motherfucker. Because that's the last we saw of him, you know, with that whole shit. And then you'll get fucking... You'll get Brian doing the Vince McMahon routine. It was me, Austin. It was me all along.
I still think we get an announcement on .com in the next couple of days that he's doing something. I think it's a good thing that if he doesn't, because it shows that, hey, look, like we can do pay-per-views with all kinds of combinations of people and nothing is a given.
How about...
There's no stories. But
how about we can't get Rollins to have that fucking match? He's just too fucked up. And Brock even like kicks his ass before the thing. So he can't go. And Roman comes out and takes his spot. I don't put it past him. He'd be like, go get him, Hogan. Go get him. I can't see. I got salt in my eyes.
Yeah, I don't know if people would be too happy about that. But yeah, I mean, they could do that.
It could be. I mean, you got to get a lot of sympathy for, you know, Seth, that he's just fucked up and he can't get it. And he's like, fuck it. Go fucking help. You know, go get him. Fuck this guy. And he come out because they're buddies, all that bullshit. And like, what the fuck? And then, oh, okay, come on. You want a fucking piece? Let's go. He fucking beats him.
It'd be good. I mean, if Ambrose hadn't signed for somewhere else, this would have been a good storyline for him.
Yeah, he'd come out and get thrown around by Brock.
No, I mean for the Roman one.
Oh, to come help Ambrose.
No. Ambrose driving the car.
That is great. That is a good one. You're right.
If he hadn't signed for them, if he actually did take a break, this could have been something to come back to.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Mm.
All right, let's close. Ollie, close out.
All right, you've been listening to SummerSlam 2019. Can you believe we've gone this far? I first started watching, it was SummerSlam 88, for God's sake. If you have anything you want to hit us up about, go and tweet us at Real Wrestlingus. Where can they go for your Patreon, Billy?
Patreon.com/thedaysheets. It's a $40 package on there if you want WWE and UFC. But if you want all sports, which is... including the Premier League, the football Premier League, which starts again this weekend, then go for the $75 sports pack.
And the real Premier football doesn't start until September.
Yeah, I'll be covering that too, though.
Thank you. I've been Cav. He's been Billy. Watch SummerSlam. See what we do about it. We're out of time.